Hey, Tahini, a voice called, laughing.
Bill,
he answered, beginning to breathe again. Bill Adams smiled at him from ear to ear, standing in front of the instrument. He plucked his coat off the sextant, threw it down, and sat on it. Already he was uncapping his own bottle.
Hope you're not mad at me, Tahini,
Adams said amiably.
Hell no, Bill, you just gave me a turn, is all.
Adams laughed.
Have a drink. Don't mind if I do.
Tahini sat next to the white man on his coat and took the bottle. Adams was looking at him.
Say, I did send you for a loop, didn't I? Yes, you did.
Tahini smiled, taking the bottle from Adams' outstretched hand.
Never drink alone, and never drink your own. Eh, Tahini?
Adams laughed.
Say, Bill,
Tahini said, frowning after he had taken a long drink. Adams waited for him to continue. Tahini suddenly turned to the white man, staring.
Say, Bill, you all right? Why wouldn't I be all right, Tahini? What are you doing out here, Bill? You shouldn't be near Kitt Peak. I hear there's all kinds of weird things happening out here lately.
A frown crossed Adams' face. He looked as though he was trying to remember something.
Don't know. Bill, where you just come from? Why?
Again a frown crossed Adams' face. He suddenly looked up at the Indian and smiled.
Can't quite remember that, Tahini. Talk to the Great Spirit, I think.
He pointed up.
Oh, boy. Say, Tahini?
Adams said, looking up at the Indian questioningly.
You think I'm lying? I'm telling you, I just found out many interesting things.
He frowned.
If only I could remember what they were.
Drunk as he was, Tahini knew that something was very much wrong. Rising unsteadily, he approached Bill Adams' mount, which stood patiently in the shade of a rock outcrop. Rifling through the saddlebags, he found the remains of Adams' provisions, a few days' worth of food, a blanket, a tobacco pouch.
Bill,
he called back.
Where's your ammo? Your rifle?
There was no answer.
Say, Bill.
When he looked back, the white man was slumped over on his side of the coat, unmoving.